Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. An injured hiker was airlifted from the Stampede Trail near Healy. An Alaska State Trooper reports as the hiker, identified as a 42-year-old man from Belgium, called for help Monday, reporting that he was hurt and unable to cross the Teklanika River. Troopers say the National Park Service was called on to help and that the agency used a helicopter to transport the man off the trail to Healy, where he was checked by local EMS but declined transport to further care. The Stampede Trail was popularized as a hiking destination by the book and movie Into the Wild about adventurer Christopher McCandless, who perished in an abandoned bus along the trail in 1992. Several hikers heading to the bus have been rescued in recent years, and a Swiss woman drowned crossing the Teklanika River in 2010. A Denali National Park visitor died at a park rest stop. The National Park Service has not released a name, but reports that the man collapsed at the Teklanika rest area yesterday. The NPS says rangers were called to the area after 1:30 p.m., after receiving a report of an unresponsive man. The rangers performed CPR but were unable to resuscitate the man. The agency says an investigation is underway. The visitor's name and hometown were withheld pending notification of his family. The Fairbanks North Star Borough Board of Education has adopted a budget for the upcoming school year. The nearly $241 million spending plan approved by the school board last week is less than 1%, or $379,000, under the current year's budget. Costs go up every year, and school board president Heidi Haas says the board targeted cuts to minimize effects on students.
There were unfilled positions that were eliminated. There were several positions that were taken from 12 months to 10 and a half months. There were reductions to some supplies and travel, some contract money. But the way the board went about it, there really aren't any reductions that I believe somebody would walk into a classroom next year and say, oh, this is drastically different.
The FY18 spending plan outlines a net loss in teachers and other staff. That includes 25 teaching jobs going away due to an enrollment decline and an increase in the student-teacher ratio. But some teachers will be added back as the district launches its new Boreal Sun Charter School. The budget also eliminates 7 custodial positions. Haas cautions that staffing reductions take a toll over time.
You know, you can sustain doing 2 jobs for a while, but after a period of time, that really does weigh on people. So we'll have to continue to evaluate how we are addressing those needs so that we don't create a higher turnover rate, so that we aren't burning out people and they're retiring sooner, those types of things.
On the plus side, the district is adding social workers, kindergarten aides, 2 new principals, and money for new technology. The budget reflects a $3 million drop in borough support. The reduction in local funding and declining enrollment mean less money from the state, and the district plans to draw $7.5 million from savings to help cover expenses. The district will benefit from a $2 million increase in federal aid and a $500,000 bump in Medicaid reimbursement. A new bronze sculpture of Iditarod co-founder Joe Reddington Sr. was unveiled at the Reddington High School in Kinnick last week. Alaska Public Media's Henry Leisher reports.
Reddington, a dog musher who ran a kennel in Kinnick, co-founded the Iditarod with Dorothy Page. Saturday marked 18 years since Reddington passed away. Iditarod CEO Stan Hooley says he hopes the statue will cement Reddington's legacy for the next generation.
But more importantly, I'm hopeful they will develop enough of an understanding of his life that they make a connection with his undying spirit and his ability to pursue a dream, even when others had a lot of doubt.
During the ceremony, Mat-Su Borough Mayor Vern Halter presented a $25,000 check from the borough to the Iditarod Trail Committee. Hooley says the funding will provide crucial resources for trail maintenance.
We create a trail every year, and some of the underbrush has grown to a point where it's impossible when you don't get 6 feet of snow to lay it down adequately enough to go over the top of it.
2 out of the last 3 years, the Iditarod has moved the restart to Fairbanks from its traditional location in Willow due to a lack of snow. Mayor Halter says he hopes this funding could help keep the Iditarod in the Mat-Su Valley.
The thinking was if they could get some of this brush and tough stuff out, even in smaller, lower snow years, we could restart the race in the valley.
Several members of the Reddington family were at the ceremony. 3 of Joe Reddington Sr.'s grandchildren, Robert, Ryan, and Ray, were among the 52 mushers that signed up for the 2018 Iditarod over the weekend. For Alaska Public Media, I'm Henry Leisha.
And I'm Dan Bross.